Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, guys, our strong arm story of the day being moved up because of the NFL draft. Mike and I done it 5 tonight. We've got all kind of draft coverage for you throughout the evening. This guy is going to be up all night long and keeping tabs on what's happening with our Falcons. He is D. Orlando Ledbetter. He is the beat writer for the AJC, longtime NFL writer. And D, it's good to have you back on the show. I hope you and your family are safe and doing well. I know you've been all over the place with this as far as mock drafts and, you know, thinking we're going to go one direction or another. What's your gut tell you right now?
Yeah, Kyle, thanks for having me. I'm good. This year, that's the best I've been feeling since the Weatherspoon year. We nailed that one that year for the readers and listeners. This one here is, you know, we kind of know the five guys. We know they can't get up to two to get Chase. That's not possible. Looking like they're going to 9 or 10 to try to get C.J. Henderson. That's where we're going right now. Javon Kinlaw, I don't know how that breaks out. Derrick Brown will be gone. Kayson's going to, you know, he's too young. They need somebody who can come in here and be an impact player. So they certainly have covered all their bases. Should be an interesting night with the Falcons in the draft.
All right. I've asked you last night. I'll ask you on the air. You think we can hold on to our second-round pick to get this done?
Yeah, I think so. It just breaks on 12 and 15 if their intel's telling them the Raiders are going to take the cornerback or not. You know, or Denver. Looks like Denver's going wide receiver. Elway kind of telegraphs and say, oh, yeah, we need a wide receiver. But the thing is, I mean, they do need a cornerback, too. They let Harris go, and you could probably get a receiver late. So if 12 and 15 or you know, going another way, then you could sit and get your guy. If not, you know, they're going to trade up and go get him. And, you know, the point spread is four. You know, I got that all broken down. I don't want to mess it up on air, but, you know, that point with Cortell, you're giving away that too. So it's a possibility that too might be gone tonight.
D, tell our listeners, what are we getting? Let's just assume that we're going to go corner. What are we getting in a C.J. Henderson?
He's a cover corner. You know, he can play man-to-man. There's some bad ink out there on him from my man Bob McGinn, who is, you know, my mentor in the business, about his tackling that some scouts told him about, you know, his inability to tackle or unwillingness to tackle, not inability, but he, you know, ran away from contact. The coaches had to sit him down and talk to him about his tackling, and he got better. But then he also noted that, hey, you know, C.J., you know, maybe in the right locker room where, you know, the players or the leaders and, you know, kind of describing the Falcons locker room is that, hey, well, you know, they'll hold him accountable for his tackling and not let him, you know, make those business decisions that he was making at Florida in the National Football League.
Dear Orlando Ledbetter from the AJC with us. Follow him all night long. So I compared him to D'Angelo Hall, a little bit taller. You like that comparison?
Yeah, a little bit faster too, but D Hall would hit. So we never hear no problem about him not hitting. So D Hall was, you know, he went four in the draft for a reason. But I think, you know, he's more of a small, more of a Denzel Ward guy to me than D Hall. D Hall would hit you and bite you.
Yes, he would.
and talk about it too.
That's true.
No doubt. We love D Hall. I miss D Hall.
Well, you know, that's the edge, right? I mean, that's something that we've been lacking, I think, D, on defense. And, you know, I don't know what Dante Fowler is going to bring. I love his attitude, but you're right. That from the back half of the defense, I think that guy is Keanu Neal. I know Coach told us he's going to be healthy. Let's talk about it from what we have perspective, all right? Oliver Sheffield, Neal back. If you draft this kid, C.J. Henderson, all right, then how comfortable do you feel with the back half of our defense?
Well, yeah, I'm fine. I think, you got Neal, that's a big wild card. I'm not counting on having him 100% back, Carl, because we know the history of Achilles. It takes 2 years for you to come back. So, you know, if he could play, you know, half of the snaps, come in at nickel, knock some people around, fine. So, I mean, you really got to look at, like, Ricardo and KZ are back there, and Keanu, the nickel linebacker, to come in and help out a little bit. You know, let him get all the way back. If they try to press him back into the first year, that might, you know, might. We've seen that Achilles history. You don't have to go over that. So I'm comfortable with that, especially with Raheem calling it and working this new kid in there. Yeah, I think that has the potential to be better, than much better than what they had last year.
It is our man, Dee Orlando Ledbetter, breaking down the draft here on the AJC. Don't forget our special coverage begins at 5 o'clock right here on your home of the Falcons, 92.9 The Game. So defensive tackle second round, if we have that pick, or best athlete available second round?
No, I'm thinking your left guard center. You're going to get that there. Quisenberry, Hennessy out of Tempo. I'm thinking Cesar Ruiz will be gone.
Cushenberry, LSU. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The draft is deep at D tackle, so that's a code word for us to say, hey, we think we can find one in the third or fourth. But we, you know, looking at third or fourth the last couple of years, they've been missing. They missed on Duke Riley in the third, Sean Harlow, Deidre Sinat. So, you know, got to hit in the first and the second, and then they got to do a better job in the third and the fourth. They even missed on Collins in the second. So they need to hit on all four of these first four picks.
It is D. Orlando Ledbetter, guys. Again, follow his coverage as well at AJC.com. Follow him on Twitter as D is trying to bring you the latest information in regards to our Falcons. I want to ask you, how much pressure is on Dan Quinn and Thomas to hit on this draft? Is there? I know we've been here before, D, and we felt like there is, there isn't. What about this draft?
Oh, yeah, they got holes. They let a lot of talent walk out the building because they couldn't pay them. I mean, who wants to draft a guy and develop him for 4 years and then let him go? But, you know, that's what they had to do. They had to do that with Campbell and had to do it with Austin Hooper. So, and then to a lesser degree, Trufant. You know, you had to do that for the salary cap people you paid. Now you got to replace them. You know, and they've done a good job with Freeman. They got Gurley for him, Foley for Fowler for Beasley. Nobody for Trufant yet, and they think Fourier could be Campbell. So you got a big hole at cornerback. You did nothing with the line gave up 50 sacks and 135 quarterback hits. So, you know, you got to do those two things. If you get those two out of the draft and, you know, get some help along from the you know, find some players. You got to find some players. When you got to let people go, you got to find some players that can help you. And that's what the scouting department is there for. And they've been scouting these kids for 2 years. And they need to hit on some of those kids.
It's D. Led with us, guys. D. Orlando Ledbetter from the AJC. Former president of the Football Writers Association of America, Carl. And by the way, D, that's all those dopey mock drafts I've done. I get offensive line in the second round. I love it. All right, real quick, what of the best laid plans of mice and men if it goes south and Kinlaw, Henderson are gone? What about the outside linebackers? I know you talked about Foyer Lewican. Would there be any interest in a Kenneth Murray or a Patrick Queen?
Oh, I love both of those guys. They're real football players. I think we haven't seen them do best player available. So, you know, they did it maybe with Ridley. But they were thinking tight end then. But if they go best guy available, get one, you know, at that point you just say, hey, let's get the best football player. And then Murray or Queen, I could sign off on that. That'd be pretty good. But their history is that they'll just go to the next cornerback, which, you know, that'll be the group with Trayvon Diggs, the Gladney kid from TCU, the Christian Fulton kid from LSU. So, you know, they need base draft. So, you know, they don't think they need a linebacker, so they would go to the next corner.
How much movement do you think there's going to be, D, from the Dolphins, from Jacksonville, in this first round? Is there going to be a lot of movement? They've got a bunch of picks to play with.
Yeah, Detroit's the spot where everything will start jumping. The Giants want to trade, but don't nobody want to dance with them. So, you know, those are the two spots. And then 10 and 9, Jacksonville and Cleveland are the other spots. You know, you might see somebody come up to get Herbert if he's drifting, or somebody come up to get the Jordan Love kid like, you know, Kansas City did to get Mahomes. So those are the two hot spots we're looking at in the early part of the draft. And then in the back end, you know, the Patriots are always a factor, and they're sitting there at 23. You know, and they're opt to either come up and get Love or get out of there and get hurt. You know, they're going to do something with the quarterback. So, you know, we're going to have Commissioner Goodell's going to be pretty busy from his basement tonight. I don't think he's going to get booed there.
Yeah, man, as Carl and I, we've been talking so much about Tua, so much about whose doctor you believe and all that. I mean, at the end of the day, you think that is all misdirection, that Tua, people do believe in Tua, or all that stuff is getting traction, that people are afraid this guy can't give you a full career?
Well, no, Mike, in the current salary cap era where you don't have to pay, you know, the hundreds of millions of dollars, I mean, you just take them for the first contract and see where it goes. You know, you don't have to do the old contract with him. So, you know, Miami, there's no – if he isn't any good in 5 years, you get another quarterback. You know, they did it with Tannehill. So, you know, they know he can play. They know he's got health issues. They don't know if he can play and hold up over a long period of time. But now that doesn't cost you. That doesn't kill the bank. That doesn't kill you for 10 years like it used to. So go ahead and make that calculated risk on him being healthy. You know, you can't really get to your doctors. Lee Steinberg's a trusted agent, been in the game forever, and he's not going to give you, you know, a bogus or fraudulent medical report. So you got to trust your network and trust the people you're dealing with and go ahead and make that call.
D, how is this going to work for you tonight, by the way? We know you are used to being at the facility and having the access to Coach and Thomas and all that. Are you in on all these Zoom calls? How is this going to work for you tonight?
Yeah, I'm all Zoomed up. I've been, you know, I've been a Zoom master here teaching my class at UGA off of Zoom and doing teams with the Falcons. I got the TVs, you know, two big screens, iPad, laptop, phones charged. We're all ready to go tonight.
Nice. Hey, man, one last Falcon note is D. Led again from the AJC. Follow him tonight. We'll have him on for the post-draft analysis next week. The Keanu Neal, Tack, Dan Quinn made it sound like they really believe that Tack's going to be healthy and be able to contribute. But, I mean, we're getting some of the guys like Keanu coming back. It's almost like getting a free agent. All these guys going to be able to contribute?
Tack should be. He's got a shoulder. But they drafted him. He had a shoulder. So, I mean, I don't know. They got to rely on him. You know, they put themselves in that boat drafting an injury play guy from the get-go. Tack gives you everything he has, you know. It ain't like he doesn't play hard. So, you know, hopefully he can have a breakthrough this year. Keanu, he's got Achilles. So, you know, whatever you can get out of him is a bonus. And then Ricardo should be fine with his shoulder. And, you know, Ito Smith's the one he didn't address. And then they don't seem too concerned about Deidre's or not. Looks like they're trying to replace him anyway. So, but, yeah, those are, you know, if you get Tack back and he's steady and maybe he has a breakthrough, that's what you got to root for there. Maybe Fowler's chasing people to him and he gets some sacks this year. So, but that's your best-case scenario for Tack. And, you know, you wish him the best. Nobody wants him not to do well. Right. But you just want to see some more production from him.
That's it. That's all we're hoping for. D, appreciate you as always, man. Stay safe. We'll be following your coverage and seeing what's going on, and can't wait to get you on again as we follow up next week and kind of evaluate and see how this thing played out. Thanks so much, D.
All right. Thanks, Carl and Mike. Take care. Thanks for having me.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.